Thank you, power. This is called Broken Down Hotel Blues. It's actually written about a hotel room in.
You've been listening to a pre-recorded show featuring Howard Glazer and the EL34s. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for sending in our good friend, Kevin Smith, a happy birthday. Big shout out to Casino, all the good people today tuning in. Kevin Morris, again, happy 18 all over again. One more time. This is WHFR Dearborn, the only station making waves. We're here live with Brian Taylor as he gets ready to bring you his Songs of the Heart right here, right now. I'm going to turn to the Godfrey Billy man to see if he's got everything ready. He's giving me the nod. I'm going to bring the board up as we turn to Mr. Taylor. Can you hear me out there?
I sure can.
Oh, it's so good to hear you live.
It's great to be here.
We've been looking forward to this. Let me get this recording going because this has been long overdue. And all I can say is welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm honored and blessed. Huge fan of the show, huge fan of public radio, public TV. I've been looking forward to this probably as long as you have.
You know, we've got our program director, Lynn, from No Boys Allowed in today, because she's a fan. She's looking at the promos that I put up, and she's like, Hallmark, is this the Brian Taylor from East Downriver Folk Society? I'm like, well, yes, to be the one and the same. Oh, okay. And so I've got management looking over my shoulder, all because you're here. That's just how big a deal this is.
No pressure.
None whatsoever. So you've got the six string in hand?
I do.
You've got a song ready for us?
I do.
Well then, take it away.
Figured we'll go back to, this is actually the second song I ever wrote, and I realize I'll probably be dating myself if I mention that I wrote it in 1978, but it's one that goes back a ways.
And this is called?
You Are On My Mind.
By Mr. Brian Taylor.
Looking at the cloudy sky around me, feeling like a storm about to fall. Soon I'll start to shine, for it's right then that I find again, my darling, you are on my mind. Thinking of the time when I'm lonely, and I never really know quite what to do. Looking for a sign, trying not to be so blind. And again, my darling, you are on my mind. It makes a world of difference knowing that you're there. It makes a world of difference knowing how you care. Singing in the setting sun before me makes me wonder how this life can be so fine. Sharing all the time with a love that's hard to find. And again, my darling, you are on my mind. It's so amazing how our love just seems to grow. So amazing how you're all I need to know. Waking to see the brand new morning. Another day I'm so in love with you. All the seasons change in time, but honey, you'll be forever mine. And again, my darling, you are on my mind. And again, my darling, you are on my mind.
setting the tone, Mr. Brian Taylor. Thank you for being here today. This is special because we talk about the people we know in common, and we've touched base in writing and email, what have you, in a lot of ways. But one way that we haven't touched base on is the common connections. I don't know if you realized going out to Warren, Church of Today, Renaissance Unity. And so when I was looking, I was like, oh, wow. It's just amazing the people who I've spoke to and goes, oh yeah, Brian. And Dolores says, hi, Dolores Lyons. And she's like, yes, give him my love, please.
That's fabulous. I've been very blessed to have come into contact with some people that I could have never dreamed of being in the same space and time with, and just been phenomenal.
And you've made quite an impression, at personally and musically, and you've used your music to advance causes and just share with people.
Probably, except for everybody's but my own. I really, growing up and when I first started getting involved pretty heavily musically at about age 14, the three biggest musical influences in my life were John Denver, Harry Chapin, and my father, my late father. And John and Harry taught me not only musically but socially to give back, to not be a taker, to be a human doing as opposed to being a human being, because there's just so many people just being. So I kind of made it my mission to try to do all that I could with this gift that I found that I had at age 14. And probably maybe my own pocketbook took a backseat to it for many years, but I'd still do it the same way if I had it all to do over again.
You know, last week, Amy Petty said competing against somebody is just unfathomable to her because she's already winning at music and that she makes a living and she loves what she's doing. And this notion of having somebody else pit her against somebody else was just, there's no way.
Unfortunately, the music world seems to be that way more than anything. It's still, even with the effect the internet's had, it's still, and everybody seemingly has their 15 megs of fame now, it still seems to be a dog-eat-dog world. It's me versus you instead of me and you. And I mean, that's kind of our problem with our society in general, but especially in the music world. And I loved that show with Amy last week. I have to admit, I re-listened to it because I downloaded the podcast. Just a great show, and I've become an Amy Petty fan.
I think I'll have her blessing. I'll talk with her, getting you the uncompressed version. She's something, someone special and a wonderful human being as well as musician. And now we have you and what you bring here with us. And it's great talking with you and great hearing you. And I get told, get out the way and play. So, what else can I get from you?
Well, a lot of my songs seem to come. I've never purposely tried to sit down and write a song. They just seem to come to me when I'm minding my own business. And the late John Denver, I think, put it best, is you don't really feel so much as the writer of the song as you do being the instrument of that which is meant to be written. And he said he just happened to be the person paying attention that day when the universe wanted to flow a song down through him. Because when you really think about it, I'm not singing any words that don't already exist. I'm not playing any notes or chords that don't already exist. Maybe just arranging them in a little different pattern than anybody's ever done it before. So you're more of really an arranger than a writer. And this is one of those that came out of a conversation I was having with a friend of mine one day, and he said something to me, and I said, been there, done that. Didn't really think anything about it till a little while later when I happened to get the urge to pick up the guitar, and the answer to the question why nobody had written a song called Been There, Done That dropped into my lap.
Brian Taylor.
I just hate when that happens. It's so like deja vu. You hear inside of what they say, see inside of what they do. The words are somehow meaningless. You'd better get the clue. I just hate when that happens. It's so like deja vu. Been there, done that, seen it, had it. Been down that road before. Lost it, found it, watched the world go round it, and wondered what it's all for. Love can be so full of games in the guise of being true. You'll question your own sanity, wonder how you'll make it through. It's all about your happiness, and then it's April Fool. Love can be so full of games in the guise of being true. Been there, done that, seen it, had it. Been down that road before. Lost it, found it, watched the world go round it, and wondered what it's all for. You might say that it's no problem. I would side to disagree, 'cause they'll always seem to find you just when you think that you're home free. Sometimes it's your dream come true, but then it's time to wake. When paradise becomes nightmare, it can be so hard to take. Call me a skeptic or a cynic, I call it genuine or fake. 'Cause sometimes it's your dream come true, but then it's time to wake. Been there, done that, seen it, had it. Been down that road before. Lost it, found it, watched the world go round it, and wondered what it's all for. Been there, done that, seen it, had it. Been down that road before. Lost it, found it, watched the world go round it, and wondered what it's all for.
Yes, sir. Tell me, please. You mentioned reading on your site. I learned of your love and your passion for John Denver and Harry Chapin. Tell me about your father's influence. Are you comfortable in talking?
Absolutely. In fact, when we were originally talking about the date for the show, we had talked about either November 12th or November 19th, and as it just so happens, next week on Thursday will be the 20th anniversary of my father's passing. So I had a special song picked out if that was going to be the week. But he was a musical influence for me from the standpoint of he played piano, had a great love for music, was not really much of a professional musician by age, totally recreational. But his love of music, the type of music, emphasis on melody, quality lyrics, there was always music around the house as long as I can remember growing up. So it had a, I'm sure, a profound effect on me. And any vocal talent that I get, I think came from my mother's side because she was a gifted songbird. She sang in her younger years with groups like the Sweet Adelines and so on. She had the voice that she could have been a professional singer had she had chosen to go after that in her vocation. But yeah, all three of those, my mother as well, have had some kind of musical influence on me.
So he laid a foundation that you built, and he got to watch the fruits of his labors come up over the years?
He did. He actually became my biggest supporter, my biggest sounding board, probably my biggest fan. He came to all of the, it didn't matter whether it was a real small benefit at a senior citizens complex. He was there either toting the grandkids along or just being there for support.
I'm sorry, it's just, I didn't own a man. A week from today, huh?
Yep.
We tip our hat to him.
20 years, and you know, in there isn't a day that goes by that I still don't think of him in some shape or matter. I'll say something that was one of his sayings that he infused into me, or I'll simply have a conversation with him. And that's the beauty, is that the love never leaves. It's always right there in the heart.
People say, I say that, I tip her hat, and it's not a, maybe cliche, but it's something real, because it's a sign of respect. But you hand over your heart to somebody, you bow your head, you tip your hat to them for the impact you had. They had the fact that gone 20 years, you can still talk to them because you can hear their voice. They made their impact. And you have to give that respect, tip your hat to them.
And really, that's the most profound effect that we can have on somebody, is to touch their heart, right?
Leave a positive imprint. As you say, in addition, different, but in addition, Harry Chapin, John Denver, and interestingly, Rick Springfield.
Absolutely.
Now, for
one
those
of my favorite singer-songwriters
who just went, I say, come back and live with us here and now, because put the song out of your head, and when you get a chance to, go dig through the crates, as it were, as Mr. Taylor will take you through a journey here later in the set. And you've got some Rick Springfield for us.
I do. I actually...
Later.
Yeah.
Because I happen to come of an era where, yeah, he was... is somebody who's... it's like almost too bad he blew up right away, because there's far more than a hit song. And put an impression on you?
Absolutely. He's a very talented singer-songwriter, and he actually took a step back from his music career. He took, in fact, 10 years off in between the decline years of his popularity, which is about the mid-80s. And he's battled depression and a number of issues in his life, very serious depression. And he's been very honest about it in his writings and in his autobiography. And just, I have enormous respect for him as a human being as well as musical talent.
And as a complete aside, as a musician and as an actor, you get a chance, you really want to respect this guy for what he can do outside of what you just think he can, go back and rent Californication, okay? You will just admire and respect what he can do. But we're here talking about Brian Taylor and what he's doing. And you've got other stuff that influenced by these people. As we say, John Denver, Harry Chapin, Rex Springfield, your father. The song, Two Spirits, where's that come from?
The song Two Spirits, actually, when you hear it, you'll say, wow, he must have really had somebody that he was very much in love with. And actually, my history has been trial and error in relationships, because my parents were divorced when I was three, so I never really had that role models of how it should be. And this song actually came out of a desire to have the kind of great relationship that about five or six couples that were in my life, and I'll include you and Tracy in with this, that gave me shining examples. And I told all of them when I dedicated the song, when I had written it, that you guys better never get divorced, because you're going to totally blow my thing here, my concept of what it's supposed to be. So this is one of those songs, many love songs, songs of the heart that I've written over the years, not out of experience, but out of a deep burning desire to feel that way.
Then you definitely have ability to share. And I'm gonna get out your way and let you share. This is Brian Taylor, Two Spirits.
So many people never seem to find it. So many dreams never realized. Ours is so precious, for we have found each other. I knew it from the first time that I looked in your eyes. We're two spirits shining like the morning. We're two candles burning through the night. We're two spirits belonging to each other. We're two diamonds sparkling in the light. So many changes happen in a lifetime. So many chances long turns on the way. Yet miracles do happen, for we have found each other. It's something to never take for granted any day. We're two spirits shining like the morning. We're two candles burning through the night. We're two spirits belonging to each other. We're two diamonds sparkling in the light. We're two spirits shining like the morning. We're two candles burning through the night. We're two spirits belonging to each other. We're two diamonds sparkling in the light. We're two spirits shining forever bright.
It's almost wrong. You have a way of touching people where they live. Whose window you been peeking through?
That's a great setup for the next song.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Didn't mean to do that. But
that's okay. That's totally fine. It actually actually leads in kind of really nice because it draws everything all together. If you don't mind, I'd give you a little background. Normally, I'd, and you kind of talked with Amy about this last week, and Amy mentioned how she, a lot of times, she doesn't like telling people what the song is about so that she can kind of get out of the way and let the song be to the person, whatever it is, whatever it manifests to them. And that's normally the way that I like to do it. I maybe give a little background on what caused me to come up with the thought that wrote the song, but I don't try to tell people what the song means. And this one, I just have a little background on how I wrote it. And there's another one of those, like, been there, done that. I was driving to work one morning and listening to public radio, and I don't even remember the show that was on. Might have been something like All Things Considered or something like that. But anyway, the moderator had a guest on, and during the course of their conversation about whatever they were talking about, the phrase, "the eyes are the window to the soul," was uttered. And I thought about that, and I thought, how I've always loved that phrase. I'm pretty sure there's a reference biblically to it. But it's very powerful, very deep, very powerful statement. And again, not thinking, hey, BT, you have to do something with that and put it in a song someday. Just continued on my way that day. And got home from work later that evening. It was summertime, beautiful sunset on the western exposure of my front porch. Had a glass of red wine and felt the urge again to pick up my guitar. And within probably about the course of an hour, hour and a half, I had most of this song called Window to Your Soul. It also, whenever I do it live, I always tell people that I refer to it as my midlife crisis song, because I wrote it when I was about 39, 40, and that's kind of when I had my midlife crisis. I guess it hit me a little bit earlier than hits most people. But what do most guys do when they have that midlife crisis? They go out, they get that really expensive sports car, that much younger girlfriend, and what did I do? I got a custom-made six-string for my 40th birthday, and I wrote a song. I think I ended up a little better out of the deal.
Okay. Musicians, yeah. New amp, new guitar. Honey, you did not buy another guitar. Hey. But when the song came from it, Window to Your Soul. Brian Taylor.
Come and give your hand to me, don't fear to open a new door. So hard releasing from the past, you try not to feel anymore. All the heartaches, add them up, they can surely take their toll. But you can't let it close down the window to your soul, the window to your soul. To feel your face against the wind can make one feel so old. And the reflection in the mirror is really something to behold. Somehow time that's long behind us comes clearly into view.
now it's how you come to grips with what looks back at you. With what looks back at you. It's not hard for me to see tomorrow waiting in your eyes. And the longing for the dreams you still need to realize. 'Cause somewhere deep, your heart's yearning to once again feel whole. Because your eyes reveal to me a window to your soul, a window to your soul, a window to your soul. Mm.
Window to your soul, Mr. Brian Taylor. Yesterday we celebrate Veterans Day, and that's special to a lot of us, and you are the father of someone who has been over there. Tell me something. Your son was overseas.
He was, second tour.
Second, okay.
First was in Iraq, and he just recently came back from Kuwait.
What did you do? Did that inspire your writing? Did you write anything about his time?
No, I really haven't, which isn't to say that I won't at some point, because I think it's more of a case of I probably just haven't found a way to put it into words yet. My most vivid memory is what I like to refer to as the most sobering moment as a parent that I've ever had. And it was the vision of him when he was going on his first tour. We saw him off at Metro Airport, to see him in his desert camouflage uniform toting this 4 foot by probably foot and a half case, Samsonite case, that had his new best friend, which was his AK-47 in it. And to realize that just a few nights before, he had come to me with some papers. Dad, I need you to sign some papers for the military. No problem. When you find out that it's papers that have to do with what to do with his belongings and remains should something happen to him,
mm-hmm.
it really gives you a gut check as a parent. So I think it's probably more of a case where it took me a while to wrap my head around that as a parent, and I really haven't thought about putting it into music yet.
Compartmentalize?
Probably.
Wait till he's out altogether?
For now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting. I don't have kids, so I don't have to think about it from that term.
Like I said, that's the only way that I know how to describe those things is it makes the teenage years look minuscule, which I mean, normally I joke and tell people the teenage years are when you realize why some animals eat their young. But it makes everything look insignificant when you have that sobering moment like that as a parent.
Wow. Okay. Thank you.
So how do we get back from that to Rick Springfield? Let's see that segue.
We'll just say, hey, thank you as a father for sharing that. And let's talk about you and what you're doing over here musically, because we know he loves and supports you. And music has been how you've gone about your life. And
my son's actually become a really accomplished guitarist and songwriter on his own. He's written a couple of songs that I'm like, I wish I would have written that. And actually, one of the Church of Today events that you probably saw in looking over, just had an anniversary on that on November 7th, where I played before a seminar that Marianne Williamson was the host, and Jerry Jampolsky and Diane Cerencioni was there. My son actually played guitar with me at that event.
Okay. Well, and then men's? We used to have the support the men event.
That particular event was a forgiveness seminar that that Jerry and Diane were there to do from the Center of Attitudinal Healing in Sausalito, California.
Okay.
I've been very involved locally with the Metro Detroit Center for Attitudinal Healing, and that's kind of how I was able to work into that event.
Okay. You take part in a great number of things. People, in addition to tuning in to WHFR.FM, and getting this podcast after the show is over, either streaming it, downloading it, what have you, tuning in and seeing the names of the songs as I'm posting them as Brian Taylor is playing, please also go to BrianTaylorSongs.com. Brian, B-R-I, there's different spellings, just want to verify, B-R-I-A-N-T-A-Y-L-O-R, songs.com, songs plural, BrianTaylorSongs.com, and see what's going on with him. There's so many links. It's not an ostentatious website that will smack you upside your head and just drive you crazy, but his music is there, pictures, his work on behalf of so many, how should we put it, nonprofit, selfless acts, things he's done for the John Denver in 1998, touring to support the Wolves and Trees tour, a tribute to John Denver. And in 1997, the Michigan Association of Retired School Personnel. All right, somebody's putting his money where his mouth is and supporting teachers. Gotta love and respect this guy. The McMillan and Taylor tour. Gotta love and respect this guy. So that's BrianTaylorSongs.com. Either now, after this show, what have you. But please, check out his website. Learn what he's doing in addition to just what I think of to ask. The questions, the well runs deep is what I'm trying to say.
I always jokingly like to say that there's more than anybody should ever care or want to know about me on the website. We've tried to make it fairly complete as far as a historical look back, as well as kind of what I'm about and what I've tried to do.
Hey, like I said, there's more than I could think of to touch base on. There's 40 years to touch base on in our little blurb, and there's so many more years to come, and I'm just jibber-jabbering away we got around to this talking about you doing some Rick Springfield music.
We did. And like I told you before we went on air, unfortunately, a lot of people's perception of Rick Springfield doesn't go beyond Jesse's Girl.
I was going to say the song, but there it is. More than Jesse's Girl, there's another girl.
There is. And actually, one of the reasons that I gravitated towards this song was my theory of doing covers is if you're going to do a cover exactly like the person who originally did the song, just let it be, because if I want to hear the original, I'll go to it. So I whenever I try to do a cover, I try to bring myself to the table in it. So there's a little bit of me. So and this is one of those that I've been playing for a few years now, and so it's almost become one of my songs. But it is Words and Music by Rick Springfield, and it carries a special dedication. This one goes out to my girlfriend, who likes to remain anonymous, but she knows who she is, and she knows she's an ordinary girl.
Ordinary Girl, originally written by Rick Springfield, but reimagined?
Repurposed?
Rearranged, relived for a very special girl by Brian Taylor.
I see her there in her plain print dress, in her fading youth. Something about her opens up my soul. Something about her speaks the truth when the sky is falling. She makes the world go away, yeah, and I tell the truth. There's a plainness and a sameness to her touch, oh yeah. And it's beautiful. I love an ordinary girl. Ah, she's an ordinary girl. I say I love you, I know it's just an ordinary sound. We make love in our ordinary house, but it's built on common ground, and you know it is. We go out walking on a Friday night through ordinary town. There's a sameness and a plainness to it all, oh yeah. And it's beautiful. I love an ordinary girl. Yeah, she's an ordinary girl. Another day, another battle. We shake the cage, our sabers rattle. Nothing that matters comes easy, and nothing that comes easy ever really matters. Ah, she's an ordinary girl. I love her, an ordinary girl. For everything I am, for anything I plan, for everything I stand, I'm just an ordinary man. In everything I do, in everything that's true, in everything I plan, I'm just an ordinary man. Ah, she's an ordinary girl. I love her, an ordinary girl.
You didn't hear that one coming when you were tuned into General Hospital, did you? That's Brian Taylor.
And it's a great song.
All right. Now, I'm going to say two things. A, give Rick Springfield a second chance. And B, go check out BrianTaylorSongs.com, where you'll find Brian Taylor's music and upcoming events, potential events, taking time off for the time being.
A little bit. I've had a busy summer. I played for the second year in a row, May through October, Sundays at the Green Oak Township that I live in, Farmers and Community Market. And that's 5-hour Sundays from 10 to 3 p.m., so it's a lot of playing. And that was, May, as I said, May through October. And I'm just taking some time off right now before we start what we call the indoor season, which would be more like coffee house oriented. I'll probably get down and say hey to Rick and Kenny and Robert Stark and Lynn and the gang down at East River Folk Society at some point. Baseline Folk Society in Plymouth is also on my radar. Some actual physical cafe slash coffee houses like Java House Cafe in South Lyon, and some others are certainly in the offing, but did a lot of playing this summer and just wanted to kind of take some time off, enjoy life for a little bit before I go to the indoor season. But as you promote the website, they can just keep checking there as well as on Twitter and Facebook for any kind of upcoming.
Now, I put my ignorance out there for the whole world last week. And I'm so appreciative to Amy Petty for my education. House concerts.
Yes, I love that part of your conversation with her, because you know what? Those actually didn't come onto my radar until just a few years ago. I haven't done any yet. That's another area that I want to gravitate towards. I like the idea because they tend to be very intimate settings. The people who actually put these concerts on in their houses have them for anywhere from, you know, a half a dozen people on up to as many people as they can pack into the living room or whatever, or basement or wherever they have it. And I love the idea of that kind of intimate setting where it can be acoustic and just, they're magical. They end up being magical performances.
I remember back in high school, senior year, graduating, a couple of the local bands, we'd play somebody's backyard, and that was just, nobody thought about it. It was just a couple of the bands from high school play somebody's backyard and just turn it out and try not to break too much and run afoul of somebody's parents too much. But now, and another reimagining, I see somebody, real musicians, adults who do this, and I'm not using adult pejoratively, whoever the band is, you know, be it Amy, you, the Idiot Kids, throw a house concert in your backyard and invite your friends over and say, I'm a real big fan of these people, be it, like I say, you, I'm Anita, who will be on next week, who have you, and I just so want you to be hip to them that I don't want to wait till the next time they play East River or Smalls or what have you. Come on over, bring your own, and let's do this. And I'm thinking, folks, run with this idea. It started on the East Coast or West, wherever. Great. Now let's put some Michigan stank on it.
There are a number of house concerts, as I've found out from Googling it, around the state of Michigan. I want to say there's one or two out on Grand Rapids area and one up, I think, somewhere around Big Rapids. So there are a number around the state. I just haven't really gotten into it, and maybe that's something that I'll have my manager Diane Payne of Payne's Promotions look into one of these days when we get beyond the normal coffee house thing, but it's a very attractive thing, and it really came back on my radar hearing you and Amy talk about it last week.
Again, it's great having great people on here, taking us places that we don't know about. You opened some people's eyes and ears to Rick Springfield in a way they may never have thought of, and we haven't talked about John Denver, and I don't know when, and we should, let alone Harry Chapin and Brian Taylor, most definitely. So again, I say BrianTaylorSongs.com. Don't limit yourself to what this person can think to ask. I introduce you to the well. Drink, please, because this is a very deep well, very rich. Slake your thirst and give them a sample of what you got.
Well, I'll go back to this is going to go back quite a number of years as well. It all started in 1976. My good buddy Greg Law and I started performing in senior citizen complexes. He now lives up in Traverse City. He and his wife Ruth married and moved up there and seeking a better life in the early 80s and never looked back. And my hat's off to him for getting away from the hustle and bustle of the metro area down here and going up there and making a more laid back life. And Greg came to me with this song, and he's a very talented songwriter. And he said it needs something. He had three verses, and I think I snuck my name into the songwriting credits by supplying a bridge for him and finishing the song off finally. I wanted to, you talk about giving a nod or tip of the cap, I wanted to do that to Greg by doing this song. It's called For All My Friends. And even though it's officially words and music by Greg Law and Brian Taylor, I've always looked at it as mostly Greg's song, and I just kind of got lucky to slide my name in on it by helping finish it.
For all my friends, Brian Taylor, Greg Law.
Seems not long ago, in a land not far away, we were strangers to each other. We had our separate ways, but then the union started, as it always will again, and we looked upon each other as friends. Looking back on memories and thoughts of yesterday, I can't recall a single time I was happy as today. I can sing a song for all my friends and softly touch their heart, share my hopes and dreams with them, and of their lives be a part. So let me sing my life to you, let me see you smile. I'll take your worries from you for a while, and we'll walk into the sunrise of another dawning day, and in each other's hearts we'll always stay. Time is only yesterday, looked at from today.
and tomorrow just today's dreams come true. So walk beneath the stars and wish on one or two. My friends, may tomorrow be for you.
Brian Taylor, for all my friends, including the words and love of his good friend, Greg Law, who I waited until you finished to share with you that he's been tuned in this entire show, I wanted you to know.
That's fabulous.
Yeah, so you've got love and support. That's been obvious. People have been here with you for this show and for quite some time, it seems. Speaking of which, one of these people is here with you today, more than just a agent, but a friend. I take it Diane Payne is here today?
Correct.
Joining us. Just wanted to make a quick say something, Diane. You want to go on the mic?
Yeah, this mic is on.
Yeah, why don't you just...
I've been so quiet and patient. I think Brian, I have known Brian since 2006. Brian actually met me to come and hear me sing, which is ironic. Isn't it ironic? Of course, we know who's in the news lately about that song. So Brian, I just want to say Brian is a wonderful person. He's got wonderful character. He's very modest, as you can tell. He's always spent a lot of time helping other people, and he's played for them and entertained them, and not really expecting anything in return. And I think that somebody like myself, who's been involved in the music scene for many years and lived in many major cities, I decided to stop doing music live myself and go and promote, and because I know people like to go out and be entertained. There's a place for somebody like Brian. There are plenty of places, and I've tried many times to market him, and I think that he's getting a lot more visibility, and there's a lot of people who like him. He won awards in Brighton this last summer, so I would like people to give us suggestions on his voice is wonderful. It has a calming effect. And just like this Rick Springfield song that he just played, there's another one that he does. If you listen to the songs on his website, Renee, Just Walk Away, Renee. He does that one too. And I just think that I would love to see people email us, send his website suggestions of songs you'd like to hear Brian do in his sound, his unique sound. And we'll go from there, and we'll grow from there, hopefully. So thank you very much, and let's end our whatever we're doing for the rest of the radio program. Thank you.
That's Diane Payne representing Brian Taylor. Brian, again, I want to thank you so much. Wow. And I really have to thank the good people who've been supportive of everything that you've been doing. And this has been fantastic. This is why Motor means so much, bringing the good people on who do special things. Robert Stark, I have to send a shout out to you for being responsible for this connection. Brian, let me shut up and get it back to you. Take us out with some music that represents you.
Okay.
Okay.
All I have of yesterday is a faded memory, like a dusty old picture in the scrapbooks that you see. And I know not tomorrow, it's just an image to my mind, a vision in a daydream of what you hope to find. I live for you today, I breathe for you today, I sing and smile, I'm here for just a while to be with you today. If only for today. All that's left of my dreams is what's there when I wake. You see, it's not so much what you'd like to find as it is in what you make. So give to me this moment, and I'll take this precious time to do whatever I can do to know whatever's mine. I live for you today, I breathe for you today, I sing and smile, I'm here for just a while to be with you today. Only for today. I live for you today, I breathe for you today, I sing and smile.